This afternoon, the National Counterterrorism Center issued its most recent statistics on terror incidents around the world. Jonathan Lande covers national security issues for Knight Ridder newspapers. He just returned from the center, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us, John.
My pleasure.
So what was the report today?
Well, essentially, the National Counterterrorism Center, which is in oversees tracking terrorism incidents and maintaining databases on them and coming up with developing long-term strategy for dealing with terrorism, is announced the creation of a new database that will be available online. And the database, what makes it interesting is the database is being based on a new definition of what constitutes a terrorist incident. The definition vastly expands upon the old definition, which required that an incident involve people or property of two or more nationalities. What this new definition basically says is terrorism is going to be a terrorist incident will be any incident that involves a deliberately politically motivated violence against civilians and non-combatants. And what that means is that incidents that weren't previously counted, that is, incidents that took place within a country involving just people or property of that country, will now be included in the official U.S. count of what constitutes a terrorist incident. And it was the creation of this new definition and this new methodology which led to a major increase in the number of terrorist incidents that were reported by the government for 2004.
What were the numbers now? Did they report a specific?
Well, the most recent number, the number that they're being given today, counted under this new definition, is that in 2004 there were. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get the numbers here. They talk about something on the region of 3,000 odd or more incidents. Sorry, 3,192 incidents around the world that they considered terrorism, and the number of incidents, as I said, 3,192 for 28,433 victims, and victims are now being defined as dead, wounded, or kidnapped people.
And does this include terrorist attacks in Iraq, for instance?
Well, yes, it does. It includes incidents that are considered terrorist attacks, and that means incidents of violence that is deliberately targeted at Iraqi civilians, Iraqi non-combatants, which includes Iraqi police, trainees, but it does not include attacks on American troops, because under the new definition, they will not account incidents that take place in war zones or warlike settings involving combatants. And so, by their new definition, American troops who are subject to attacks in Iraq are not subject to terrorist attacks.
So how are these? How is this information used? How are these statistics used?
Well, it's used within the government by the intelligence agencies and analysts and other government agencies to keep track of terrorism. But it's also going to be made available to the public, and so it's available to academics, to research institutes, policy institutes, the general public, anyone who's interested in looking at the phenomenon of terrorism. Now, one of the things that was stressed is that you can't really compare these numbers that are prepared under this new definition for 2004 with the data from previous years, because of this change in the definition of what constitutes a terrorist incident. But eventually, it will provide analysts within the government and outside the government with the ability to do these very in-depth analyses and track trends by all sorts of different criteria, from a region, a country, the type of group involved, the motivation behind the particular incident.
And all the controversy regarding these numbers that you described before, that's all been resolved now.
Well, I think that this explains why there was this major increase in terrorist incidents, as reported by the American government, between 2002, from 2003 to 2004. But what it doesn't explain is the way in which the administration policymakers decided to handle this new criteria and the new way that's being used by the intelligence community to track terrorist incidents. Because originally they had decided, there was a decision made at the upper levels of the State Department, which was in charge of trotting out the numbers, not to present the statistics at all. And eventually, because of the outcry that that created on the Hill, on Capitol Hill and elsewhere, they did have to release the figures, and it did show this major increase.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, Jonathan.
My pleasure.
Jonathan Lande covers national security for Knight Ridder Newspapers.